بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن نقول إلا اعتراك بعض آلهتنا بسوء. قال إني أشهد الله واشهدوا أني بريء تشركون.
Verse number 54. Hud's people told him that some of their Allahs had afflicted him with madness because he had told them not to worship them. Hud told them that he called on Allah to witness, and that they too should witness that he was innocent of worshipping the Allahs that they worshipped besides Allah.
فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظرون.
Verse number 55. Hud said, he told them to plot against him together with their Allahs, which they claimed had afflicted him with madness, and not to give him any respite.
إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 56. Who told them that he put his trust in Allah and relied upon him alone in everything, because he was his Lord and their Lord. He told them that there is nothing walking on the face of the earth except that is under his power and control, and he deals with it as he wills. He also told them that his Lord was true and just, and so would not give them the power over him, since he stood for the truth and they stood for falsehood.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ رَبِّي قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ.
Verse number 57. He told them that if they continued to turn away from what he brought them, then he had no responsibility to do more than convey the message to them. He had delivered to them everything that Allah had sent him with, and instructed him to convey. The proof would be against them, and his Lord would destroy them and bring another people to succeed them. They would not do Allah the slightest harm through their rejecting and turning away, because he has no need of his creation. He told them that his Lord watches over all things, and that it was he who protected him from the evil they plotted against him.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ.
Verse number 58. When Allah's command came to destroy them, he saved Hud and those who believed with him by a mercy from him, and he saved them from a stern punishment given to the disbelievers of his people.
وَتِلْكَ عَادٌ جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَصَوْا رُسُلَهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ.
Verse number 59. Such were the people of Ad. They disbelieved in the signs of Allah, their Lord, and went against his messenger Hud. They followed the instruction of every tyrant who was proud against the truth, not accepting it or dedicating themselves to it.
وأتبعوا في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة ألا إن عادا كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لعاد قوم هود.
Verse number 60. They were then cursed with contempt and removed from Allah's mercy in this world, and on the day of judgment, they will also be without Allah's mercy. Due to their disbelief in Allah, the Exalted, He distances them from every good and allows them to approach every evil.
وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب.
Verse number 61. Allah sent to the people of Thamud their brother Saleh. He told his people to worship Allah alone, and that they had no Allah worthy of worship other than Him. He created them from the clay of the earth when He created their father Adam from it, and made them settle in it. He told them to ask for forgiveness from Him, and that His Lord was near to those who devoted themselves to worshipping Him, responding to their prayers.
قَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًّا قَبْلَ هَذَا أَتَنْهَانَا أَنْ نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا وَإِنَّنَا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ.
Verse number 62. Saleh's people said to him that he had had a high position among them before this, and they had hoped he would be wise, advising them and counseling them. Did he tell them not to worship what their fathers had worshipped? They said that they doubted what he called them to, which was worshipping Allah alone, making them suspect him of making things up about Allah. Beneficial points. 1. The call of all the messengers was the same, to worship Allah alone and not to associate anything with Him. 2. It is established that the rejection and stubbornness of the idolaters occurs in the same way in every time and place.
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني منه رحمة فمن ينصرني من الله إن عصيته فما تزيدونني غير تخسير.
Verse number 63. In reply, Saleh asked his people to tell him that if he had clear proof from his Lord, and he had given him mercy, which was his prophethood, then would he protect him from his punishment if he went against him by not delivering what he instructed him to deliver to them? They would then only increase him in error, distancing him from Allah's pleasure.
وَيَا قَوْمِ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب قريب.
Verse number 64. Saleh told his people about the particular camel of Allah's, which was a clear miracle for them and a sign of the truth of what he said. He told them to leave her to graze in Allah's land and not to harm her in any way, or a punishment would come to them near to the time that they harmed her.
فَعَقَرُوهَا فَقَالَ تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ.
Verse number 65. They denied what he said and harmed her, pushing their denial to extremes. So Saleh told them to enjoy life in their land for 3 days from the time they harmed her. Then the punishment of Allah would come to them, and the coming of his punishment after that was a certain promise that there would be no possibility of denying, as it would come true.
أمرنا نجينا صالحا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ومن خزي يومئذ إن ربك هو القوي العزيز.
Verse number 66. When Allah's command came to destroy them, He saved Saleh and those who had faith with him by a mercy from him, and he saved them from the disgrace and humiliation of that day. Without doubt, your Lord is the powerful, the mighty who no one can overcome, and therefore he destroyed the disbelieving peoples.
وأخذ الذين ظلموا الصيحة فأصبحوا في ديارهم جاثمين.
Verse number 67. The great scream overtook the people of Thamud, so that they perished from the strength of it, and in the morning they lay face down upon the ground.
كأن لم يغنوا فيها ألا إن ثمود كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لثمود.
Verse number 68. It was as if they had never lived in their land in comfort and ease. Certainly, Thamud disbelieved in Allah, their Lord, and so they remain outcasts from His mercy.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ.
Verse number 69. Then the angels came to Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him, in the form of men, giving good news to him and his wife of Ishaq and Yaqub. The angel said, "Peace." So he replied by saying, "Peace." Then he went quickly and brought them a roasted calf to eat, thinking that they were men.
هم لا تصل إليه نكرهم وأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم لوط.
Verse number 70. But when Ibrahim saw that their hands did not reach out for the calf and that they were not eating it, he was confused by them and felt fear of them. When the angels saw his fear of them, they told him not to be afraid, and that they had been sent by Allah to the people of Lut to give them their punishment.
وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب.
Verse number 71. Ibrahim's wife Sarah was standing. Then they told her something that greatly pleased her, that she would bear Ishaq and that Ishaq would have Yaqub. She laughed and was delighted by what she heard. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's custom with the first peoples was to send them messengers who brought good news and warned them until the proof was against them. Then he destroyed those who disbelieved and saved those who had faith. 2. The sign of Salih, peace be upon him, was one of the greatest signs, but his people did not believe it. 3. It is highly desirable to give the believers news that brings them joy. 4. It is correct behavior to say peace when entering someone's house and for the hosts to reply in the same way. 5. The sacred law instructs people to honor their guests.